Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Breaking news out of ESPN. Mel Kiper has now picked up a side job as a mime.
Oh.
Said all the cool kids are doing it.
I don't know if you caught this when Good Morning Football went to break. They showed a street shot of New York, and it was a mime out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if that was done on purpose or not, but you know, they showed like just a general shot of Times Square, and right in the foreground of that shot was a guy doing mime.
Boy, Jazz Chisholm really got to take the escape route when it came to yesterday's antics in the locker room. He turned his back to the media, and then eventually Shador turned his voice off to the media, and everybody forgot about Jazz Chisholm. And then he goes out there and plays the hero. That was one of the most painful tweets I've ever had to tweet out. I was like, say what you want about the guy. He saved the Yankee season last night.
Yeah, you didn't have to tweet it, though. You could just let it go unsaid.
I don't know, but all right. I have to get credit where credit's
due. Yeah, I was going
to
say, you got to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, we do it here on the air, you know. And you know, we do. We got 4 hours of giving credit. You got to give Jazz Chisholm credit. He was great last night. When they needed him most, he stepped up and played. I mean, you know, I go back to my childhood a lot about things my dad said to me about sports when I was growing up, and he would always talk about the 60s Yankees, and he would always say, you know, backups on this team could start for any other team in baseball. That's how deep they were. And then you see a player like Jazz Chisholm last night, who clearly didn't start game one, as we know, and he's making those plays, came off the bench, did what he had to do, made a great defensive play, and then busted his ass to score on that little single.
Did you see that those guys in New York also tried to do that with Ben Wright last night, too? They're like, did you have a little bit of extra like momentum because you were held out of the lineup in game one? And he was like, no, I know what my role is. And when I get my role, I take advantage of it. Home run, right field.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they just try.
They try. Like, yeah. But that's what the New York media is, man. They're just trying to grab the headlines and take away, you know, from what the actual game, the game is about the players. And I was thinking about this yesterday too, with the WNBA stuff and that commissioner, how she has not resigned yet. I don't know.
It's crazy.
The game is about the players. It is not about the media. It's not about the coaches. It's not about the commissioners. It's all about the players. It's a player's game in all of professional sports. And so if you know your role and you know what you're supposed to do and you do that well, then embrace that role. It sounds like that's what Ben Rice kind of did, was embrace that role. Just because you're good in certain situations doesn't mean you should be an everyday guy. We see that all the time, you know, in professional sports. I go back to what that kid who played second base years ago, Johnny Giavitella, where everybody thought he was going to be the next great thing and they wanted him to come up. Fine, here he is. And then he played every day and you realize he's not an everyday player. And that's okay. Not everybody is going to be an all-star. You need role players in every walk of life. And Ben Rice is a great role player. Jazz Chisholm proved to be a great role player in the postseason. And a guy like Jazz Chisholm is the last guy that I would have thought would have stepped up big last night after being benched in game one, because, you know, we've seen Jazz Chisholm, you know, it's all about him. But man, he went up the, he made that play at second base last night. And then it was almost like Lorenzo Cain scoring from first, you know, against Toronto, where as soon as that ball was hit, they knew they were scoring on that play. And it happened to be a 3-2 count. So he got a little bit of an extra jump and made it all around the bases. But Jazz Chisholm won that game for the Yankees last night. It's just, it was remarkable to see that.
Chaz Chisholm is going to.
And then proceeded to do all of the media interviews after the game was over.
Lapping it up.
So Vince Gilligan is decided to make a new show, and it's called Plurbius. It's a show about Steven Spector. It follows the most miserable person on earth who must save the world from happiness.
I mean, Steven Spector would be trying to save, not from happy. Yeah. He'd try to take happiness away.
Yeah. But the main actress in the show is the woman who plays Kim Wexler from Better Call Saul. It looks like it takes place in New Mexico all over again.
Yep. Looks like that cul-de-sac.
It does, right? And it, again, it's Plurbius. It follows the most miserable person on earth who must save the world from happiness. It releases November 7th on Apple TV.
So what does pluribus mean? E pluribus unum. You know, we have the in the United States, right? So I'm trying to think of the mindset of Vince Gilligan here. Okay, why is the title of the show pluribus? Like, what does that mean? Because I honestly, you hear e pluribus unum, I think it's on all of our money now. I don't know what it means.
out of many one or one from many. The word pluribus does.
It's plural, I would imagine. Pluribus is probably like
pubis.
Plural or something like that. From the
one from many. Yeah.
One from many. So, all right. Go. I'm trying to think of what this show could be about that. Because I think that name, this is the way Vince Gilligan obviously works, but I think that name is probably going to be key to what this show is about.
What's one of the best Breaking Bad episodes? Like Fina? Is that the name
Felina.
Of the
show? It's the last episode. Yeah it's called Felina. And if you know the song, out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl, blah, blah, blah. And so they played that song and it was Felina Goodbye. And that was, you know, was it the last episode or was it the penultimate episode? I can't, but it's one of the last two episodes that is Felina. And the song and all this, it's so good, man. It's just such a great show.
Is there anything Vince Gilligan will do that you wouldn't watch or give a chance?
No,
like probably. You have Apple TV. You're watching this.
Yeah, 100%, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Because it's Vince Gilligan and all. I mean, you know, the Better Call Sauls and, you know, El Camino can be determined however you want to take it. I know you're not as big into it as I was, but when I was watching the show, it was during COVID, so it was a binge session. I didn't want it to end, you know?
I just didn't think El Camino needed to be made. I think the unknown that Jesse Pinkman got away was perfect.
That's a fair point.
Like, I didn't need to know that, you know, he did all this and then, you know, but of course it was like, well, I got to go back and kill the guy that killed my girlfriend at her house in front of me and all that sort of stuff. It's like, but sometimes the imagination is great.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just my take. I mean, I thought it was good for what it was.
Do you think we would have seen something new with The Sopranos had James Gandolfini not died?
No.
I don't either.
His wish was that when it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
That was Gandolfini saying, like, it's done, it's done, I'm done, and we're all done. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes the way it should be.
Right.
It's okay.
And fine.
It's totally fine.
Totally good.
But this isn't a spin-off or a prequel
or anything like that.
It's nothing related to Breaking Bad, right?
Which Vince Gilligan would then say, hold my beer, here's Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
And you watch Better Call Saul, and you're like, gosh, this is great.
Yep. So good.
It was very good. Yep. Is there any, because it's really hard for me right now with sports being like in the like prethla of like everything that is right now, because you have this month, you literally have MLB, NFL, NHL, NBA.
I know.
Right?
It's all starting.
Like, we're all back to it. Like,
and Jack Hughes sitting there last night. That dude's got the world by the balls, man. What a stud.
So cool.
He's just a cool cat, man. I can imagine what he's doing in New York City.
Are you guys watching any, like, new shows or is there anything we should be watching? Because I told you guys to watch the Unknown Number documentary.
Yep.
The Charlie Sheen documentary.
I started that. Yeah. Yep.
I like that one. Yep. Black Rabbit on Netflix. Jude Law, Jason Bateman. Yeah. Speck hasn't watched it, but someone else out there. Yeah. I can't remember who in the bullpen.
I'm trying to say the word from happiness. Kramer, I think, was into it.
Yes, Kramer. That was it. Yeah. Really, really good show.
I have to admit something. I feel terrible as a human being for doing this. I'm all in on Survivor. I don't know why. Last Wednesday was the first episode of season 49.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, dude. What? I was like, no way.
Something was in season 22 the other day, and I'm like,
Probably like Big Brother.
No, it was something that you like, and then I'm like, okay, so they do a half season here, and they count that as one season, two seasons.
Like, but America's still, Got Talent, Masked Singer.
I forget. So it may have been the Masked Singer for all I know.
Because I was literally sitting there, and I was like, oh, Wednesday night. Because when I was a kid, Survivor was on every Thursday. We got pizza, and we watched it. It was a family thing. We just loved it. That's cool. We always watched Survivor. And also a hilarious episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Not sure if you've seen it, but there's a guy named Colby who was on Survivor. Larry's dad survived the Holocaust. Yeah. And they're sitting there, and they're like, he's like, yeah, I'm a survivor. I was on an island for like 39 days and actually made it. And he's like, what? You're not a survivor.
Yeah.
This guy was in Auschwitz, man. Like, what are you talking about? No, Larry, I am a survivor. I am. But no, so I started watching episode one. And it brought back everything. I was like, oh, man, I can tell whose strategy is not going to work. I can tell this. Watched episode two last night. Wednesdays, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, locked the F in to Survivor.
Okay.
Because I feel like I do okay on that show until I got there.
Yeah, until you got there.
And they're like, you don't get Flint. You don't get Rice. You don't get, like,
Remember that show, The Big Race?
The Amazing Race?
Amazing Race, yeah. Like my wife and I would always watch that.
Fun show.
We'd be fun, but I always said to her, we wouldn't make it through this. We'd beat each other up.
I feel like Naked Afraid would be a fun show. But then again, like,
that's Tuesday at my house, though, but not afraid. It's just naked.
Naked and happy. Yeah, I can't.
I just want to win, Jim.
But yeah, Survivor, man, it's back. Season 49.
That's insane. That's crazy.
Which means you know. Season 50, and Jeff Probst is still doing it.
And he's the only one that gets paid, so that's why they continue to roll out these shows, because all these people are free. It's not costing the networks to do anything.
Like, I was quoting it before he even said it. Previously on Survivor.
Yeah.
Next time on Survivor. It's great, man.
He earns about $8 million per year, $4 million per season.
That's not a lot, though.
Yeah, but look
what do you think Seacrest is taking home for American Idol?
Yeah, I did the dive yesterday. We found out that Nicole Kidman's going to divorce Keith Urban.
Yeah, I'm available, Nicole.
Yeah. And I found out she's worth, because I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was like, yeah, didn't he like cheat on her? I was like, I don't know. Supposedly there's an article in People that he didn't support her career, but he wanted her to support his. Narcissistic.
That's bull, man.
And I was like, man, she's like, well, hopefully she takes all of his money. I was like, I think it's the other way around. I think she makes more than he does. Really? Nicole Kidman's net worth, $250 million. Keith Urban, $76 million.
That's it, huh?
Wow.
It's the worst concert I've ever been to.
He also sucks. I want to kiss a girl. Aren't you Australian?
No, leave your cat and take my sweater. There'll be nothing left together. A terrible concert. It was
Somebody
miserable
says Chad
thing.
Powers is kind of funny on Hulu.
Okay. Yeah, but the Haktua girl is in it. Like,
really?
Oh, that's the show that she's in. I saw that. Okay.
Like, it's 2025, not 2024. Like they missed the boat on that one, I would imagine.
Somebody says Task is really good. Spec was talking about that.
I really need to watch that.
Tulsa King is a great watch.
Everybody says
that.
Tulsa King is great.
Naked Gun is streaming on Paramount Plus.
That's what you told me. Yeah.
The new one.
Yeah.
Danny Boatwright. There's a survivor
she was in there.
Kansas City. Yep, for sure. Amazing Race, yes. True Green Thumb says he loved it as well. So, I do love the Amazing Race, man. I'll tell you what. Hey, that would be true if you're with your wife, wife, and you're just like, we have to get to this point by 6 p.m. Well, then let's get there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think we should go left. No, we should go right.
Maybe we should ask this guy for directions. He looks like a local.
Yeah, just stop
I'm not
at
talking
a gas
to that
station.
Guy.
Yeah. To figure out where we're. But that's what you used to have to do back in the day. Stop at the gas station. Ask the gas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Gas station attendant, where to go? We relied on gas station attendants to tell us everything.
Oh, yeah.
Now you go into a gas station, you're like, you're asking these guys? They don't know what's going on. But back in the 80s, hey, do you know how to, hey, just go down that road, you take a right. But also the gas station used to fix your car and do all that stuff, too.
You don't have any like good wine here? We got a bunch of bums.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.